Good evening, Rabbosai. I want to thank those who are Omid B'Makomi and thank Mr. Melmed for arranging the shum while I was away. I wanted to get into the mode for Yom Minorayim, for Slichos, Habayim Aleinu Tova. So there's one line that we are all familiar with that I never really knew what it meant until this afternoon, and I'm going to ask you if you know what it means. When the Chazan gets up for the Hidini, before Musaf, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept, that the Tzibur should accept him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept him, as though he is a Kano Megudol, he has a long beard, Upirko Na'e. Could somebody translate the words Upirko Na'e? What does it mean that the Chazan should be Upirko Na'e? I'm open to suggestions. What? Nice voice, okay. That's what I also thought for a while. What? Pleasant voice, that's what I also thought. Any other suggestions?
Reputation in his youth.
Reputation in his youth. So you know the Gemara in Tainus. Yes, I never realized this Lashon is from the Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus says the following, that a person, when they would have a Tainus for a lack of rain, for a drought, so they would go to the city square and they would declare Tainus, and the people would come to the city square, and they would appoint a Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur would lead the Tzibur in Tuchinas and Davening, and they would make sure that that person was the Kana Megudo, the long beard, Upirko Na'e, asks the Gemara, my Upirko Na'e. Answers the Gemara in Tainus to Zion, Shelo Yotza Shemra Bialduso, that when he was a kid, he didn't have a bad name. He didn't have a bad name when he was a kid. So, what's fascinating, before we discuss this point specifically, what's fascinating is that for the halachas of Yomim Noraim, we are borrowing the requirements of a Shliach Tzibur's status from the halachas of Tanios. The din of Tanios, when there's a drought, Chas HaShalom, and they have the whole system, the whole Masechta of Tanios talks about the series of fasts that they do and tefillahs that they do for to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain, and there are very set parameters of who is appropriate to be a Shliach Tzibur, we borrow that whole kit and caboodle of requirements and transpose it onto the halachas of Yom HaNoraim. That's the first step. The second chiddush is that not only do we demand that by Yom HaNoraim, but where does the Ramah cite this as well? In Hilchos Slichos. That means the Baal Tefillah for Slichos on a random Wednesday morning next week or in a week or two is somebody who should ideally, have a nice long beard that would discount me and a number of other of you, and a Pirko Na'e that might discount a number of us. I don't want to get, point fingers, whose childhood might not have been so aye. Rashi, I want to share with you the way Rashi describes that line of Pirko Na'e, which Gemara says, Shelo Yotza Shem Rabbi Yaldus, so he didn't have a bad name when he was young, says Rashi, Afilu Kisha Omeid, Kisha Omar al Bachuruso, Hayanoa Beli Shemra. Even when he was, he finally got, became an adolescent, he became, he matured, even then, he didn't have anything, marks on his, record. It sounds from Rashi, Afilu, even when he, got to that point of maturity, whatever he reached, whatever level of maturity he did, and even at that point, he didn't have any records marred, anything wrong. It sounds like, according to this reading, a person who would be a Baal Tshuva would not be an appropriate candidate for being a Shliach Tzibur for Yom HaNoraim, and even for Slichos, according to the way we paskin, that this, again, we say Pirko Na'e, Zekar Megudol, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, we say it in Davening, it's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch for Hilchas Yom HaNoraim as well as for Hilchas Slichos, which is sort of funny because typically we assume, like Chazal elsewhere, that that Baal Tshuva could even exceed the heights that are achieved by a Tzadik Gomer. So we'd say, in a certain sense, Baal Tshuva is even higher. Yet it seems from here, from the way Rashi presents it, that Afilu, even somebody who had any mark on his record, is not an appropriate candidate for a Shliach Tzibur. Which I think is a tremendous chiddush. That would be a tremendous chiddush halacha l'maisa. Sorry?
We know it's not halacha l'maisa.
It's quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch.
It's not halacha l'maisa. What does it bring down in any of our shuls?
I think the people in our shul are wonderful. What? Sorry? You didn't shave since yesterday morning. You look good. You look fine. You didn't shave since Friday after. You look fine. Okay, with all the halachas of the Shliach Tzibur, it's a matter of ideal. It is ideal for somebody to be as Zekon Megudon, as Pirkei Noach, and as Yirei Chet, and as Yirei Shamayim. Obviously, if you have somebody, if nobody's willing to daven, and the only person you have is Rachmana Litzlan, a person with a short beard, so you have to deal with what you have to deal with.
I can't buy that.
What?
I find it upsetting.
That what? That someone with a beard like mine?
Opinion.
What?
There must be other opinions.
That could be. Well, we're going to get there. We're always going to get to the other pins. But I was talking about me. Not your beard is longer than mine. So Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have to see what the Rambam says tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem. Chana ben Yakash, Ma'asek, Kedosh Baruch, Zakos, Yisrael, Lefich, Ba'at, Tom, Sosh, Ma'anach, Ma'asek, Yisrael, Kedosh, Yagdil, Terav, Yadir. Yesterday we were speaking about an interesting halacha regarding who is worthy to be a shliach tzibur for Yom Aram and even for slichos, and we pointed out from the language that we use in davening, which is appears in the Shulchan Aruch as well, pirko na'eh. What's pirko na'eh? That the chazan for the Yom Aram should be pirko na'eh. So we pointed out Gemara in Tainus tells us that pirko na'eh means that when he was a kid, he didn't have a bad record. Rashi says, even when he was a kid, there was nothing, he didn't do anything wrong. It sounds like, the way we spoke yesterday, which was a little bit troubling in a certain sense, that a Baal Tshuva, even though a Baal Tshuva could have reached the incredible heights of closest to Hashem, but if he did things, if he had a bad childhood, then even though it's far beyond, be behind him, but if that was his history, if there was a marred history, that person would not be the ideal candidate for being a Shliach Tzibur for Yom Ha'Arayim. That's what the word pirko na'eh seems to mean, as we understood it. That's what we sort of left off yesterday. And now I'd like to add one point. When the Gemara tells us what pirko na'eh means, which is the quality that the Shliach Tzibur should have on the Tanios when there's a drought in Eretz Yisrael, or as we're talking about for Yom Ha'Arayim, or as we're extending it to Slichos, the Shliach Tzibur should be pirko na'eh, which means he should have a clean history as far as when he was a kid. So Rashi, as we mentioned last night, says even when he was a kid, he didn't do anything wrong. The Rambam quotes this halacha and leaves out one word. This is, I think, where we finished last night. He leaves out the word afilu. Doesn't say even when he was a kid, he didn't do anything wrong. The Rambam says it that a little bit more in a little gentler way. The Rambam says Lo yotza lav shem ra bialduso, meaning a guy finished his childhood, and when he was finished with his childhood and reached adolescence, whatever stage he reached, he wasn't considered a bad kid. What that means is, the Rambam is not saying that the kid could not have been, can't be that he's a Baal Tshuva. The Rambam is simply saying that it's not that he could not have done anything wrong, it's that as long as when he finished his childhood, when he entered his adolescence, at that point he didn't have a shemra. One of the ways to finish your childhood and get into your adolescence or your more mature years without a shemra is by doing tshuva. Sounds from the Ram that even if you did do tshuva when you were a kid, that's fine. But if you already left your kidhood, you left your childhood, and then did tshuva, then when you left your childhood, you had a shemra that tshuva won't help later on. Let me boil this down to one sentence. It sounds from the Rambam that somebody who did tshuva when he was a kid, that is fine to make him a worthy shliach tzibur. However, somebody who was a kid and did it to tshuva and only did tshuva later on in his years, that person would not be okay to be a kosher shliach tzibur. An ideal shliach tzibur would be kosher as a shliach tzibur, but it would not be the ideal shliach tzibur. With this in mind, this distinction in mind, Rav Soloveitchik said an incredible point that I think if we put two and two together, fits very nicely. We're familiar with the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, and this is the idea that we'll finish with. The Rambam Hilchas Tshuva says, Ezehi Tshuva Gemura. And we all know the description that the Rambam gives, what constitutes pure, full complete tshuva. That's when a person finds themselves in the same Yetzirah, with the same desire to sin, and the same ability to sin, and they are able to withstand the temptation and not to sin. That's tshuva gemura. Continues the Rambam and says, Vim lo shav ela b'meziknuso. If the person does tshuva, but only when he's elderly. He's doing tshuva, but at a time in his life that he couldn't even do that avera if he wanted. He doesn't have that strength to violate that avera. This is not the greatest tshuva, because it's not like he's doing tshuva and he's holding back and not doing the avera again. No, he just can't do it anyway, but he still feels bad about it. So it counts as becoming a Baal tshuva. It still counts as tshuva, but it's not a tshuva ma'ula. Says of Soloveitchik, put these 2 points together. The Rambam 2 minutes ago said that if a person did tshuva while they were a child, that person could be an ideal shliach tzibur, chazan later on in his life. If a person did tshuva when he was a bad kid when he was young, even if he did tshuva later, he shouldn't be about tefillah. Now we understand, says of Soloveitchik, according to this Rambam, what makes a person, what's the difference between a person that did tshuva when he was younger and tshuva when he was old? Tshuva is tshuva, right? No, it's not the same. A person that did tshuva when he was young, that's tshuva gemura. A person that's tshuva when they're old and unable to, violate the sin that they are doing tshuva for, that's not tshuva ma'ula. So the Rambam is telling us that what kind of tshuva is the kind of tshuva necessary to allow a person to be a Shliach Tzibur, Chazan, later on, if he does a tshuva me'ula. If he does a tshuva me'ula, meaning he does a high level tshuva, that is the tshuva of a person when they're a child, that person, that kind of tshuva, is of course appropriate to be a Shliach Tzibur later on in his life. However, and with this we'll conclude, however, if a person does tshuva, but only when they were older, when they couldn't otherwise violate the sin, that's not such a high level of tshuva, even though they are a Baal tshuva, but that level of tshuva that they achieved is not sufficient, does not meet the threshold of tshuva that's necessary to be a proper, ideal candidate as a shliach tzibur. That's what Soloveitchik understands as teaching this Rambam. Of course, we should be zochah to do tshuva at any point that we find ourselves. We should always do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch always takes our tshuva. And we should be zochah to do tshuva shleima.